Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, he is Kurt Hoag of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Brewers beat writer over there. Follow him on Twitter at Kurt Hoag. That is CYRTHOGG. Kurt, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it. How are you?
I'm good. I would be better if I had known, Sparky, that I could have a beverage and a T-shirt at Kelly's Bleachers. You couldn't have texted that to me?
I could have, but when I tried this the last time, y'all were like, oh, we got to be at the stadium at like 8 o'clock. Nobody's available to come over and hang out with you guys. That's what happened the last time we tried this.
They did. Well, maybe, hey, like I got downtime. Maybe I'll make my way over there. We started interviews today at 2:15. They started shuttling guys in 5 hours before first pitch. So if they got coffee, that would also be helpful. I'm dragging, but I'm good.
Figure it out. Why don't you just have like a vodka Red Bull or something and then go back over there? That'll work.
I'm going to not – maybe a Red Bull. I'm going to not do the first part on the job. And I'm going to put that on the record, too. I'm going to put that on the record.
That's all good. And, again, if you have not had one of those Sun Cruisers, man, I mean, they are good. Delicious are those Sun Cruiser vodka iced teas that they got over here today as well. All right, let's talk about pitching matchups, shall we? We'll talk about tonight, but – I mean, if you just sit here and think about this from a Brewer fan perspective, I mean, my God, Yamamoto, Ohtani, Blake Snell, I mean, all these guys that they're going to throw against this Brewers team, you legitimately got like four potential Hall of Famers against Peralta in a bunch of bullpen games, it looks like right now. That does not look like a fair fight to me as we sit here today before game one.
Well, that's how you don't play this. You don't play this series on paper, Sparky. The Brewers on paper would have lost the Cubs. They wouldn't have won the division against the Cubs. They do have a pitching staff of names that a lot of people aren't going to recognize necessarily, but they're going to do it differently where they've really got one starting pitcher and then they're going to do mostly bullpen games, I guess, like in the spirit of them. You know, Priester's going to be in bulk in some capacity, probably Quintana too, but it's going to be a lot of different arms at you, and that's the way that they're going to have to beat the Dodgers. They can't line up four starters with them and go toe-to-toe. So that's how it's going to have to be. They have the arms at their disposal that if they're pitching well, they can hold the Dodgers at bay. Of course, it's just a question of how well are you going to execute, because there's no question in my mind that they have the raw stuff and the amount of guys with the raw stuff to keep the Dodgers offense relatively quiet.
The one thing about this that I'm interested to see how this is going to play out is the Brewers' bats in this series. Because, again, I know you say it's not played on paper, but these guys are all legitimate arms that they're going to have to deal with probably for 5 or 6 innings at most. Now, once you get into that Dodgers bullpen, things look a lot better until Sasaki comes in, who was a former starter for them before his injury, and they've brought him back as a closer. I mean, the biggest thing, I think, for the Brewers, as much as the trader wanted to make fun of Murphy and the Brewers for, you know, taking a bunch of pitches and not swinging, I think that philosophy works well in this series to try and get their pitch counts up as quickly as possible, Kurt.
Yes, absolutely. This is not the same pitching staff, not the same series as the Cubs series where, look, they had some starters that had great years, but really the strength of that pitching staff was its bullpen, its late inning arms, its bridge guys. That's not the Dodgers. They want their starters to go as long as possible, even in the playoffs, and we don't really see that all that much more in the modern day playoffs, you know, where it's five and dive. Dirk Skubal goes six innings and he's done at 99 pitches. The Dodgers want their guys in there as long as possible because, yeah, Yamamoto, Snell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ohtani, how much money is invested in this starting rotation? That's their meal ticket to win another World Series is riding the backs of those guys on the run prevention side.
When we talk about this Brewers team, I brought it up earlier. I love me some Andrew Vaughn. I mean, when they get Andrew Vaughn and he gets off to that rock star start, you're like, oh man, is this real or is this just a guy, you know, that's playing well in this spurt, and then he's going to come back down to earth, and we're going to realize why he ended up in AAA. I mean, he hits another home run in this last game that was huge for this Brewers team, and now all of a sudden you look at Andrew Vaughn and go, hey, man, maybe they extend this guy in this offseason. Maybe he is their future first baseman at this point, Kurt. Where are you on the Andrew Vaughn fan wagon?
Well, it was pretty early on. Maybe it was after one of the Dodgers series, one of the road trips anyway, in early August. And the Brewers were talking about how they felt that the Vaughn breakout was real. Like this was not just a 1 month fluke thing.
Right.
And it's looking like they were not wrong about that. Now they're going to go, he'll be back next year. They're going to tender him a contract in arbitration. And they've got 2 years left of team control with him too. So like he's going to be back. Are you expecting a 900 OPS? No, of course not. But he doesn't have to be to give you a great return on the investment and make it worthwhile to pay him next year. And you pay him because his swing decisions have been much better, and he's always had the power, and he's turning into, as he's getting older, turning into a little more of just like a complete hitter. His defense has been, I think, kind of a pleasant surprise for Brewers. They had no idea what to expect there. And honestly, he's more than held his own at first base, so. Yeah, get ready for Andrew Vaughn next year. I think Jake Bowers is back too, by the way.
You do?
I do. They got team control on him. He'll be pretty cheap. He's been good.
So Vaughn and Bowers at first base. Rhys Hoskins obviously exit stage left. This NLCS roster comes out today. Any surprises or is the big thing Tobias Myers and Nick Mears?
Yeah, the Tobias Myers news isn't necessarily surprising. They have a pocket of righties in that lineup. He gives you length. It's a seven-game series. They don't have starting pitching, et cetera, et cetera. I think we kind of all could see that one maybe coming. But the surprise for me is Mears not being on. And also, they have three lefties to choose from, and this is two straight series now that they've gone with Robert Gasser over D.L. Hall and Rob Z. So we'll talk to Pat Murphy in, what time is it now? 2:52 in 8 minutes here. And hopefully have some more insight onto just why they prefer Gasser to those other lefties.
Ms. Zarowski, Pat Murphy wouldn't confirm that he's going to be a starter one way or the other. I am curious to see after you send Alquin Priester on the road in Chicago, whether or not that's going to be the plan again. Because it feels like that Priester and Mizorowski both are going to end up starting games in L.A. or have an opener for an inning, and then they come into the game. Both young guys, both now in road-hostile environments. Again, it did not go well for Priester the last time.
No, absolutely not at all. Maybe you want to get Priester, you know, back on track at home. He's also a guy, I remember, who struck out, 9 or 10 Dodgers over 6 or 7 shutout
yep.
at Dodger Stadium earlier in the year. So the Cubs game felt like more like the blip than, like, I don't know if it was the environment or what, but now that he's got that under his belt, like, this is a guy who overcame major struggles early in the year to establish himself with lots of confidence as a really good big league pitcher. So I would not expect any mental carryover into his next start. But yeah, we'll see. I don't even know if the Brewers could, you know, you true serum them up. I don't know if they would tell you who they honestly think is like who's going to start games four or three and four. It might be as we go here, because, you know, do you start Miz or do you try to get him into as many games? There's a lot of questions at hand.
Well, the fact that Ashby is starting today, they're trying to set a world record with having somebody pitch like every freaking postseason game with Ashby on the mound tonight. So we'll see how that goes. Kurt Hoag, thank you so much. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Brewers writer. If you see him around the park, offer to buy the man a coffee. He's trying to survive and get through another day. Kurt, thank you so much.
Of course, Sparky. Yeah, I will accept all coffee, too, by the way. Thank you.
Absolutely, you will. There he is on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Coming up on the other side, we will change gears and go back to the Packers offense and Matthew Golden, Tucker Kraft. Who should be the guy? That's coming up next here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.